Imagine being able to travel to any point in time. Where would you go? And what would you do? You could witness some of the greatest moments in history.
That's gotta be Kane! Break it down!
Welcome back! Wow, that's loud. Welcome back!
I almost spit my drink out. I was so afraid of that. Startled me.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Don't startle
me. Season 5, episode 28, back at it again. And we're out of Canada, thank freaking God.
We couldn't be more out of Canada.
Yeah, now we're in God's country.
San Antone,
home of the Spurs, home of the average women weighing about 220.
Yeah, so in real life, although this will air maybe around Survivor Series, SummerSlam just happened. Sure, I don't know if you saw Kid Rock was there.
I did see. What we're talking about
SummerSlam 25 years from in the future from 97, yes. Which is 2022. He was there because he was in Nashville, and he had a big old woman with him.
Dude, who was that?
Yeah, it was his date for the evening.
Okay.
You know, I think this is why he's such a big Primal fan, because she's the one drinking the Primal. He's buying Primal for her.
Oh, wow. He's like,
oh, you know, maybe I'll lay off the half and half there.
That's so funny you said that, because it might have been late in the night, but I thought about that, and then I didn't anymore. But I should have been thinking about that a lot more.
Can you put her here, or the picture of them here?
Yeah, yeah. I'll put them here. If not, I'll put of what I think that girl...
You think she's someone?
It's a fat white woman. I'm like, I've seen a couple, and I'm pretty sure I know this one. I think she's viral for, like, funny videos, or it's just another fat white bitch.
Oh, yeah. Well, they all look the same to me.
They do. They do. Especially this one. It just, I don't know. I don't know. Him doing his thing, like, I kind of do, at the end of the day, respect that, like, out of Kid Rock. I mean.
Hey.
How many drugs was he on?
He knows his demographic. He knows his demographic.
Yeah, that is true.
So the next night, Sunday night.
This is really good.
They had Ric Flair's last match in Nashville as well. And that was like a big pay-per-view event. And at the end, Rick won. Him and Andrade beat Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett, the original Double J.
Him and his son-in-law.
Yeah, and he did a speech at the end thanking everybody, saying it was his last match, and he's like, well, you know me, you'll see me partying with Kid Rock in Nashville tonight.
Yeah.
So probably is exactly, I bet Ric Flair hooked up with that chick.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, if you were her, like, what a night. Kid Rock
on a Saturday, then Kid Rock and Ric Flair on a Sunday, maybe a little Double J in there. So I can see my baby tonight.
That would be impeccable. Season 5, episode 28, again in San Antonio, and let's get this crowd popping. We come on with the Heart Foundation. Raining booze.
Yeah, this is what we're used to. This is what we're used to. Thank God. Things are back as it should be, booing the hell out of all Canadians ever.
And speaking of which, might get my sign of the night. I'm still processing which one I like better. But I'm going to go with this one. Short, sweet, to the point. Canada sucks ass.
So this, okay, so my sign of the night, I had it later, but it's kind of the same topic, so I'll throw this out there too.
Sure.
That's one of the two I had. Stone Cold kicks ass. Bret Hart eats ass. And we're a big eating ass podcast.
Yeah, back then.
Yeah, that was groundbreaking.
That's a,
that might have
that's
been
a
us.
Diss.
Was that our sign?
That's a diss.
Yeah. Now,
because I had the Bret Hart costume on, I was eating the ass. Yeah. Who was eating the ass? Remind me, was it me?
Well, I think you just had the hair in your mouth from the costume.
It felt like I was eating ass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
No chicks in the 90s are letting you do that kind of stuff.
No, but the chicks at Nissan Stadium, you bet your ass they are.
Yes.
Are we even in the Alamo Dome again?
I
didn't hear any words of them mentioning that.
This maybe it is.
It looked like it. I just think they would have said it.
So big, yeah. Could have been like UTEP Stadium or something. No, not UTEP. UTSA.
Maybe.
Unless they play at the Alamo Dome, which also could be the case.
Which also, it's also under one roof, right?
Right. But it was, big crowd, raucous crowd, and a lot of American fans there.
Yep. But there was one fan in the crowd that had like a heart foundation like this, and then this like Puerto Rican or Mexican guy comes up behind him. He's like this close to his face, pretended to fight him. But that's what you get.
Probably escalated. Was he one of the Boricuas?
No, and we'll get into that. But let's first talk about what Brett is saying in the ring. Brett is saying that if I lose the title match, and Vince goes, wait a goddamn minute, you son of a bitch. You rapist. Brett is saying, because remember he said that if he doesn't win the title, he's not going to wrestle on American soil again.
Again.
But he's saying, if I lose the title match, and Vince is like, don't you be twisting any goddamn words around. You said if you don't win.
Right. So that means it could be draw.
Yes.
So lose or draw, he's never wrestling in America.
And he goes, you signed a contract. And then, actually, Brett kind of like swallows his pride there.
Yeah,
he goes,
he's like, I did. It's in the contract.
It's in the contract.
Which is fine.
Which is fine. I mean, I looked at it. I read on it. I mean, it took us a lot of time to decide on that.
Time to decide. To sign.
So a lot of stipulations here, not just...
This is like a stipulation off right now. Everyone's just like seeing the one stipulation.
And we saved the grand finale for the end. Yeah.
And they're raising them. And they're raising them.
Oh, this thing's get better and better.
So we know, I think we know two stipulations right now. Right? So we know that Bret Hart will not wrestle in America again if he loses at SummerSlam.
Not a big deal.
Undertaker.
Not
All
a
right,
big deal.
Second time we've seen him do that.
Right.
The other one we know is, this is what Stone Cold said previously, is he's going to face Owen Hart at SummerSlam. And if he loses, he will kiss Owen Hart's butt.
Yeah.
Like live on the air. Mm. So Owen Hart kind of does a promo here, and he does like a whole Blistex product placement spot.
Yeah,
here.
He grabs the Blistex, and he goes, I got this Blistex ready, because at SummerSlam, you're going to kiss my ass. And that's the first time I think Lil Owie said the A word. Because usually like, me and Bulldog are going to kick some butt. And it's always just like very PG.
Your behinds, you big chicken.
The chicken. The chickens. And then British Bulldog, what's he got to offer here?
Oh, man. And he's going up against
Ken Shamrock for the European title.
So this is a tough match. He's going to eat a can of dog food live on the air if he loses.
Wow.
He right doesn't at, right need after to say the match, that. Too. Why bring that up? He doesn't even need to
I
bring
don't know.
It up.
Brian Pillman also has a stipulation for himself, too. He's going to be facing Goldust.
Yeah, and that's actually, I'm excited for this whole feud and rivalry. I'm so pumped. But so his thing. So he kind of goes off on the rails with Goldust here and says a lot of personal shit.
I like it. Yeah.
Saying that basically Goldust's son, he disowned his son for some reason, who really hasn't mentioned at all. He only mentions his daughter.
Right, and he also talks about kind of his own dad disowning him as well.
Yeah, and he says Goldust is the most celebrated drag queen in history. I think that was a good line.
Yeah.
But he says, if he loses to Goldust, he will face Goldust again on Monday Night Raw following SummerSlam. In a dress. And he says, might as well be one of Marlena's dresses. So I don't know if that's actually in the contract or not.
Maybe not. But he also says, following that, he goes, if I'm wearing one of Marlena's dresses, it's not the only thing of hers I'm going to be in.
Oh.
Vagina, guys. Potentially butthole and or mouth.
One of the three.
All right, so you know the stipulations are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So what's the grand finale? What do we got, Tom? What do we got? Jim Neidhart?
Well, we got
what's
the
he
anvil.
Gonna do?
We got the anvil.
Also, didn't need to do a goddamn thing, but he put this on the line.
He's not in any matches at SummerSlam, but he says if any one of the Hart Foundation members loses, he will shave his goatee.
What?
I know.
He's never done that
ever. Anvil goatee.
That's his identity. Because he doesn't have a personality. That's his identity, guys.
Why do you think they call him the Anvil?
What? Yeah.
So he's pointing my goatee.
Cartoon characters hear that. Whee! It falls down on him. Yeah, but what? Why? Why does he need a stipulation? And
so
then,
in my mind, there's no way that all of the Hart Foundation wins. They win.
I know. It's,
so... Yeah. He's just probably like, I'm tired of this.
I don't even think any of them win at all.
I know one of them.
None of them.
I know one of them does.
Okay.
So, but I think all of the other ones might lose, actually.
more than likely.
But yeah, so he probably just tired of it. Because I've been seeing it, I'm like, man, that's a really long, pointy little thing to just have that.
It's very thin, too.
Yeah, very thin. So maybe he's just going to give it a little buzz.
Anti-anvil, really.
Anti-anvil. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I like how they end this as if like Jim Neidhart's giving a mic drop. He goes, like, if you guys think that's fucking crazy, I'm gonna wax my happy trail.
Maybe.
All right. So yeah, right
maybe,
after
maybe
that,
maybe it feels it's really good in his marriage. You know, his Natalia's mom is like all about that little landing. Or what would you call it? A flavor saver?
No, I hate the term flavor savers because. I don't know.
Do you think that it helps, like, if he's eating the puss from behind?
It tickles the taint at least. Minimum, right?
Now, if you're doing it from behind, then it's tickling the front.
Well, it's still got to pass the taint either way. You know,
you're right.
That's the bridge.
Right.
Yeah.
Taint is the bridge. Yeah. It's long enough to hit. You could be eating ass and still get through the entire vaginal area.
Sure.
So maybe it's something.
Especially with Natalia's mom's puss.
Whoa!
So yeah, Jim Neidhart drops that huge, huge, huge mic drop. For some reason, the crowd wasn't into it. But I'll tell you what they are into. Glass breaks. Stone Cold Steve Austin comes out. Not only by himself now. He's
Shamrock.
Got Ken Shamrock following right
he's
behind
just
him.
Just like him, too.
Yeah, all black.
All black,
yeah.
Same outfit, really, except for gloves.
A little switch of pace, but speaking of big old... US of A in Texas, the Patriot comes out and joins
them.
Who's
this guy?
Didn't he die like last year?
The Patriot died?
Yeah.
This isn't somebody that we know?
I forget his name, but...
I'll have Klaus look it up.
It's something... What is his name?
I didn't want to do it because I thought it might be a spoiler.
No, he's been... He should be kind of notorious. Not as like notorious as Hurricane...
Delbert Wilkes Jr.
Delbert. Yeah, the Patriot. We'll put him here. And then, not only that, Psycho Sid comes out. Also, is this the first time we've seen Psycho Sid in street clothes?
Yeah, that was weird, huh?
Yeah. Probably it was like a button, I'm sure. Not street clothes. Like
it's like
came
a Canadian
out
tuxedo. You think it was ironically a Canadian tuxedo?
That is weird. Maybe. He's a psycho. And then, last but not least, the Finding missing piece of this whole puzzle we got going out—the Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels, comes out.
The hometown hero,
big pop,
huge pop.
Yeah, I like where this is going. So
yeah, but they don't do anything; they just come out and then they go back.
Yeah, because we know one of these guys might have to be Stone Cold Steve Austin's partner tonight in that tag match against Bowen.
Right, that's the big...
Owen Hart.
Bowen, that's a good name for their tag.
I think this has happened before. I've said Bowen several times.
But yeah, so that's the big mystery. It's the overall theme of this episode. Who is going to be the tag?
Basically the only match worth a shit, right?
That we know of so far. Yeah, but that's going to be so good. We don't know. Sean was his partner, but he seems hurt. He's in street clothes. Could be Sid. Could be Shamrock. Could be the Patriot. It's definitely not going to be Mankind, though. We know that much. That's what Stone Cold said the week before. It's not going to be Mankind.
Yeah, so our next match, we got the King coming out with his son, Brian Christopher, a.k.a. Too Sexy. And remember that little beef he had with Scott Putski before?
Yeah.
Scott Putski's dad's here.
Ivan.
The Polish Hammer, if you will. And
shout out to the Polish.
Yeah, the Polish actually, they end up winning this match. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, and they do a big, he gets really booed because he sings a big Polish song.
Big Polish song.
But he's from Texas.
I know.
So it doesn't make any sense. There's levels to this that we
don't
quite understand.
Yeah, wasn't the Iron Sheik, you know.
Wasn't he what?
Not Iranian.
And I ran so far away. Couldn't get away. Remember that Vice City commercial with that song?
Yes. Man. Goosebumps, dude. Goosebumps. We are met with Mankind, and there are some technical difficulties, and we cut to a commercial, never to be seen again. So we're going to skip over to Paul Bearer after that commercial break, and he's saying that Kane is alive, Undertaker burnt his family, yada yada, but next week on Raw, we will see Kane?
Proof that Kane is alive. To me, that could be the only thing that we would have to... The only thing that could prove it.
Proof.
But there's probably a loophole here. But I do believe we're getting somewhere with this. So we'll see what he says next week. I'm excited for that.
Next, we have a match from two members of New Japan. Tajiri?
And Taka again.
Yoshihiro
and Taka. So do you remember Tajiri?
No.
I feel like it's the same guy, or I'm mixing him up. But I don't...
Was he in the game?
No, maybe. But he was in WWE for a while. And he always did the tarantula, like, submission in the ropes. But it was the worst finisher because you had to break it after 4 seconds.
Right.
I think this is the same guy as
him. Is it? Because I remember one episode, we ended up putting that, the tarantula.
Oh, you did? You put it here?
Yeah, we'll put it there. Yeah.
Okay. I think this is the same guy. I didn't look it up. But they do mention that he was a former dentist. Just like...
That's got to be Isaac Yankum. Weird.
So now we have two dentists in wrestling.
Technically three in the near future.
Yeah. So it's an explore. It's they want to make this work, this character. Yeah. I think Britt Baker's finally making
it work. So we have two dentists coming in board. Well, technically, yeah, because he was Big Daddy Cool for a minute. Yeah. So we have two dentists. D'Lo's an accountant. So don't give up on your dreams, kids. Yeah. If you're crunching that 9 to 5 and you're like, you know what? I still want to be a wrestler. It's not too late.
I want to be a wrestler.
So say you're in Tampa, Florida, and you're doing some sort of sales for other companies that, I don't know. Either way, if you get laid off... You could still become a wrestler. I mean, you drive to Orlando where the training center is.
Right there. Florida is the capital.
Let's just say that you have all the characteristics of a Val Venus.
Right. You could be Val Venus's illegitimate son. No problem.
No one would
question. What a character. They're going back to TV-14, dude.
Oh, my God.
They're going back. Triple H is in charge now. We got to make this happen.
Call him live.
I'm calling him live. He's probably hammered, too, so let's see.
Call him live.
Dude, this is the greatest idea of all time. This is the greatest idea of all time. Should I put him on speaker?
Oh, yeah.
You better fucking answer. She had nothing else to do.
Put it to the mic. What a letdown if he doesn't answer.
I know. On air. Then we're giving it to fucking Ricky or something. Oh, this motherfucker.
What a letdown. See, Val Venus would answer.
Yeah, I know. He would. Unless, only excuse is if he's having intercourse right now, then you know if he's dropping a load.
God damn it, let us down. Alright, won't ever be on the show ever. Alright, let's move forward. Taka gets the W here, and what's that noise? It's like a do 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 do. Do 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 do.
Low rider. He's a low rider.
Yeah. I know. It's low rider is the lyric, so I'm like, oh, rider.
So yeah, this is a pretty cool part. The Boricuas rolling into the arena.
With a couple chicas in the car.
Yeah, some major femeninas, if you will.
Some bonitas.
I'm super into this version of Savio, by the way.
Oh, yeah. By the way, guys, it's Savio. Remember, they're all in the white custodian outfits. They got red shirts. They kept the pants, which I like now. Couple fedoras, looking good.
All white on white, looking like they could be in Scarface, you know.
Sure. Fucking this means. Looking good. And they're going to be against the Headbangers here. There's a little promo beforehand with the Headbangers talking about the, and correct me if I'm saying this right, Boricuas?
Boricuas.
What are the Headbangers? Thrasher and Mosh? Mosh goes, I'm a big fan of their movies, man. My favorite one was Up in Smoke. He goes, they're not Cheech and Chong, you idiots. They're Puerto Ricans. He said Puerto Ricans,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Match is going on. Headbangers are coming out. Match continues, and we are a little bit interrupted here. We get a little... The motorcycles
of apocalypse.
That almost sounds better. Cycles of apocalypse.
They come out and talk about a kerbopple.
Big kerbopple.
And it's a disqualification. So.
Yeah. But Boricuas get the win here.
Yeah. That's good. First win for the team.
Technically, yeah. I guess
We get a little interview with the Patriot here next, right?
Yeah, what's he saying?
That he's not going to be Stone Cold partner.
No shit.
Yeah. So, okay.
But he's pissed at Bret Hart.
He is, because of their hatred of America.
God damn it.
Which one? You got to see that come from a mile away, Brett. Come on.
So, yeah. Patriots pissed. Talking about not only his country, but Americans. God damn Americans. Let's get to the best part of this match, or the episode, in my opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, the heartbreak kid, Shawn Michaels.
Got an interview with Vinny.
Yeah.
With Vince.
In the ring.
Shawn Michaels comes out to some hella pyro just in his street clothes. Oh,
so much pyro.
He celebrates so hard.
There's a bit, like, his entrance coming out and, like, doing stuff with the crowd was probably 6 minutes.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, you know what? We'll give you five. And he probably went over in time.
Yeah.
But hella pyro, more pyro than anyone else. Still haven't seen Aldo Montoya.
Right. I do have maybe a runner-up, perhaps, sign of the night here.
This was mine, too.
Oh, do you have the same one?
This is not the one I thought was going to be the same.
Oh, really?
But it is a good
one. Can we say it at the same time?
Yes.
One, two, three. Bret Hart humps cows. That's not a tongue twister here. Bret Hart humps cows. The name of the episode.
Bret Hart humps cows. You heard it here first, folks.
Is that really true? Is Bret really humping him out there? Why? Why this sign?
It's crazy.
I know.
If you have to ask why, then you just don't get it.
Okay.
That's why.
It might come to me later in the episode. You know, Sean, I'm like, this guy's humping cows and sucking udders. Do you suck udders when you hump cows?
If it's a female cow, probably.
Well, aren't all cows female?
Oh, I guess you're right. Yeah, I guess you're right about that.
There's bulls.
Well, not unless you're a bull who identifies as a cow.
That is true. You don't want to
just single these people out. Wow. How close-minded of you. I can't believe we've shared a podcast for over a year. And you won't even accept.
I can't believe I said
a bull who's made the choice and identified as a cow.
Yeah,
that's just unheard of.
Out of all the shit I said, this is where I get canceled. You can't cancel me. I'm uncancelable. I have nothing, guys. What are you gonna cancel me for? I know.
Sweet set me.
Like, I can't even log into Hulu anymore. They really got me, guys. My Peacock's been canceled. Vince is asking Shawn Michaels, you going to be Stone Cold's partner tonight or what? And Sean says,
man, I'm not 100%. Well, hell, last time we won the tag team champions, neither of us were 100%. But I'm good to go right now.
Big old pop.
But that's up to Stone Cold.
And let me ask you this. Did he have to get rid of the title because of his injury? But shouldn't he still have it? Shouldn't it even be an option? Right. It should be like, hey, well, I actually.
Yeah, like all this tournament you had took too long. I'm back. I'm good now.
Yeah, I could probably just put it on my waist right here. But Sean, this is actually a very funny promo where he's begging Vince for a ticket to SummerSlam.
I've got an eerie feeling here. So I don't know if I said it on the podcast, but my theory on SummerSlam, because I know the result of the main event, I think that he's going to be the special referee. now because of this promo.
Wow.
I think he's going to be a special referee in a championship match. Because he wasn't begging him to have a match. He's begging him to be a part of it.
That's a great observation. Right. I didn't even think about that.
That is my theory now.
I thought he just wanted a ticket.
Yeah.
They were all sold out.
He said he'll sweep the floors or put the ring together. He doesn't
care. Yeah. Also, he goes, I will leave it. He gets on his knees. Shine your shoes, boss man. Dude, this is all so good. This is all good. God, Sean is so great. And especially when he's like, he's almost better when he's injured because he's just goofier. He goes, I know.
He's probably hopped up on pain.
Yeah. He's like, I've always been told I'm like, tough to work with. And Vince is like giggling the whole time. It's so funny. And then Sean's music starts playing. Sean starts dancing, takes his shirt off, still dancing a little bit more. And then he unbuckles his pants. And then he starts to take his pants off. And Vince literally grabs him and like pulls his pants back up. What are you doing? I know.
None of that, you rapist.
Yeah. So that is half of the Raw. We're starting a new one. New intro. Pyro going. Everyone's going nuts. And Savio, stop everything.
This is where I wrote this. This Savio is way better. So is Crush, actually. So Savio and the Boricuas are beating up or trashing, I guess, DOA's bikes. And Savio starts like a promo with the camera. He's like, oh, you know, I was driving here. You know, I have my license.
Dude, I was crying. I drive the car. I have my license. And he goes, there's four of the DOA guys. He goes, oh, they're motorcycles. There's uno, there's dos, there's tres, and a cuatro? Cuatro! And he's like pointing at it, and it's ran over by a car. I love this Savio.
Great segment. And then the DOA come out and start beating him up.
Big Krabappel
in the parking garage. And then the Boricuas drive away with one of the bikes, like, strapped to the back of their lowrider. And then a couple of the DOAs go after him. That's the last you see of it.
Yeah, pretty good. I was like, I don't know where this was going, because I guess I didn't really understand the beef with these guys. But if Crush is doing what he's doing, I like doing the blah, 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 blah thing on
there. Yeah, no,
this is cool.
The thought process here was, okay, we've got this Nation of Domination. This is, in my mind, what the meeting was like with Vince and whoever. We got the Nation of Domination. It's supposed to be this big black guy-like group, but we got a white guy, a Puerto Rican guy, and then Farouk.
It's kind of
fallen flat. Let's just make all these guys do the most stereotypical thing they can do just based on their look. And it is working.
It's working. Yeah, I love it.
So, I mean, go back to the basics, I guess.
Sure. Keep it simple. Yeah, just segregation, guys. I've been saying this for the longest time. Just put everyone in their own corners. Quit co-mingling them and everything. Speaking of tickling tates, Jim Neidhart versus Ken Shamrock.
I didn't make one note for this match.
This was the most boring match ever, because I don't think Jim Neidhart can really, I don't know.
It's his goatee getting in the way, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. It's going to make him a little more streamlined, a little quicker, a little more better in the ring.
Either way, Bulldog comes out and helps Ken Shamrock, and it's a DQ. At the end of the match,
Anvil. You said Bulldog comes to help Ken Shamrock.
Did I?
Yeah.
I just read their names. Either way. Bulldog helps out Neidhart, DQ. Ken Shamrock gets a W, but then they attack Ken Shamrock even more after the match, but the Patriot comes out, cleans house, and helps save the day. I have a feeling that's the last we'll see of the Patriot.
Yeah, so I'm really... So you got these clues?
I do.
I know I was going to figure this all out, right?
When did we get two eggs?
I don't remember what?
Two eggs was the second clue.
Two eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember the second clue at all. It must have been on something we didn't watch. Because I was like seeing this and I'm like, wait a minute, what about the second clue?
Yeah.
So I don't remember the second clue
I'm glad they said it.
Yeah. So we got key, two eggs, and life. That's what we got so far.
Yeah, that was
And there's clues. One more clue. Is that right?
Yes. I don't know if we could win this, because there was a deadline.
Oh, well, I still want to win it.
Let's try.
Yeah, well, we're gonna.
There might be something in the rules. If nobody wins it, then...
If nobody wins, then it keeps going.
I think they're choosing four winners. Back to the million. Remember that casket with $1 million in? And they're giving us hints. That's what we're talking about. But I guess there's like four winners, and they each get a key. And whoever's key, so even if you get everything right, you still have a 25% chance of getting that key, unlocking Undertaker's casket full of $100 million and potentially a dead Sonny inside. $1 million. What did I say?
$100 million.
$100 million. Mr. Evil, it's 1999. So I got a money doesn't even million. Exist. $100 million.
What do we get after taxes, really, though? I just saw an article that the guy who won the $1.3 billion lottery gets like $430 million only.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But in everyone's minds, like, you're a fucking billionaire now, dude. You're like, yeah, not really. I'm still going to invest.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. You're not even halfway to a billionaire. Yeah.
I'm still trying to, like, you know, get a deal on a kilo. You
know? Yeah. You could spend $437 million pretty quick.
Yeah, you can. Or you could just donate to the podcast. Yeah, donate to the podcast.
Great investment. A lot of ROI. A lot of ROI.
It's all about ROI. You guys need a drip. You need a drip. So let's talk about this whole thing with Mankind last week. Remember he helped Stone Cold against Triple H? Triple H hit Mankind with a chair, and then as soon as Mankind was hit, Stone Cold gave him the stunner, won the match, and then he goes, Mankind, you want to be my partner? You got to shake my hand. They end up hugging. And Stone Cold just gave him the stunner.
And he said, you'll never be my partner.
Mm-hmm.
Long-haired freak.
Don't trust anyone, you long-haired freak. Yeah. You suck.
Yeah. And Mankind said...
He said, next week, I'll do something that I never thought I was going to do again. And Stone Cold, you will never be the same again. And the WWE will never be the same again.
Truer words never spoken.
Blackjacks and the Legion of Doom come out. Blackjacks are in the ring. LOD, what a rush. Big pop coming out. And attack from behind with chairs by the Godwins.
Yeah. Attacks from behind with chairs from the Godwins. Total heel turn.
Yeah, and then a double slop drop on the ramp, and Hawk is busted open.
Damn. From a slop drop?
Mm-hmm.
Is the back of his head busted open?
Yeah. End up hitting it on the ramp. I watched it like twice. Didn't look that bad, but he's like gushed open.
Damn.
It was kind of funny because Hawk has like the dual mohawk up here, and that was basically where there wasn't hair. It was bleeding, so I'm like, what if he just had a full head of hair?
Yeah, he'd be fine.
Would you be injured?
No, or if he had a mohawk.
Yeah, so they can't wrestle.
Oh, man.
I don't know how much of this is, obviously, like that spot wasn't, I don't think, was fake. But they're like, well, they can't wrestle after that. So were they supposed to have a match?
I don't think anyone wanted to see that match. So I get why this was probably planned like this.
Cool. Yeah. That makes sense. Flash Funk versus Vader?
Yeah. You know, Flash Funk been jobbing to ECW guys. Let's put him with Vader now.
Yeah, he tapped to Owen last week on Shock on Saturday night to the Figure Four.
Figure Four, the sharpshooter. I was just curious.
It is a sharp
shooter. Yeah. I thought it would be interesting if it was a figure four.
I'm just curious. Yeah, you should definitely tune in on that episode. I'm not lying. Can't find any Shotgun Saturday nights these days. Not even on YouTube. Either way, Vader gets does a powerbomb, gets to win against Flash Funk. This is kind of a cool match because like Flash Funk is very high-flying, and Vader's kind of just like a little bit mobier and stiffer.
So cool you put one note.
Yeah, because I was watching it.
I was enthralled.
It was probably the best match of the night, though, in my opinion.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Wow. But either way, let's get to my favorite match of the night. The main event, guys. British Bulldog versus Owen Hart and Stone Cold with a mystery partner. Maybe no partner at all.
You said that so confusing.
What?
He said Bulldog versus Owen Hart and Stone Cold with a mystery opponent.
Switch.
But he meant Bowen versus
Bowen, yes.
Stone Cold and a mystery opponent for the tag titles. And Stone Cold comes out without a partner.
No partner at all.
The mystery was pointless. It's no mystery. He's not even asking anybody.
No.
Yeah, and the doesn't match need just anybody. Goes on for a while.
He's doing well, all by himself. Doesn't need a partner. And then we get teased on the Titantron. We're told Stone Cold's partner has just arrived.
Oh, man, and you just see some, like, white wrestling boots with white some wrestling blue tight pants walking yeah. down. Like, a pretty cool, calm strut.
Uh-huh. Yeah, who could it be?
Shawn Michaels? He would walk like that.
Oh, right? Yeah.
He's got blue ties.
He does.
Could maybe be, it looked like the Patriot was blue, right?
I was thinking more spark plug.
Ooh, the spark plug Bob Holly?
Yeah. So there's a spot where Austin is now cleaning house, doing well against both these guys, throws them both out of the ring. And then on the Titantron, we have Stone Cold Steve Austin's partner.
Who is it? Cactus Jack?
No.
Oh, man, that was my bet.
That'd be cool. I just was hoping for Mankind. Yeah. But, you know.
It's Dude Love.
Dude Love is back. And he goes, I know what you're thinking, dude. Yeah. You didn't want Mankind to be your partner, and I don't blame you. So Dude Love comes out and hits the Mandible Claw on British Bulldog, and then ends up kind of turning him around. Stone Cold hits a stunner. Dude Love ends up getting a cover here. 1, 2, 3, and still but new.
Yeah.
Tag Team Champions of the World, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and, well, technically, they're both Stone Cold's belts right now.
What?
Kind of. He says, I own these. These are mine. Dude Love goes, yeah, yeah, those are yours. Both of them are yours.
He just hold it for you, man.
Yeah.
I just keep it safe.
You just, you got it, you got it. And then, are these two fans running into the ring? Oh, no, no.
They would never let that happen.
Of course.
After the fiasco with the Special Olympics.
Oh, my God. That Special Olympian. Do we ever figure out if he was in the Olympics?
I don't know. But you do have Dude Love's groupies.
They're two Dude Love groupies. Two chicks.
Yeah.
And they're rubbing on him in the corner.
He must really be a good kisser.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then Austin actually gives Dude Love the other belt, and they shake hands, and that is the end of the episode.
Yeah, I would have been like, well, how could you mistake Mankind for Dude Love? But you've mistaken so many people's names this whole episode.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's just, no, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Nothing to point out.
I called Bowen both mystery partners.
And that's it, right?
Yeah.
It's Raw?
Yeah, what do we got coming up Raw, next? A lot. We got potentially some sort of cane or
some proof.
Proof.
Yep. Proof.
Proof of cane. What else we got?
Well, we got a lot of stuff to build up for SummerSlam here. We've got a good amount of matches. Maybe we'll see more stipulations. One could hope.
Yeah. We should be measuring Jim Neidhart's goatee every episode. See how much we're really cutting off. What if he just trims it? What if
right, that's what I'm
down?
Thinking is going to happen. He's just going to like...
Yeah.
How easy it is just cut it with a scissors. Boom, done.
Yeah. Like a... I don't know. What do you use on that? Like a 38? Just do a little off. 38 on the sides. And then a little 2 up here.
Do you think... you know what? To like analyze each individual hair would be interesting on that. Like, do you think it's just one hair that's really long? And then, or is it like 5 hairs that's really long? Like,
there's
an amount you can count. And then they get progressively less long to make the point.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's how points work, right? Yeah. Or else it would just be flat. Yeah. Interesting. So I think that 7th one's the longest. The 6th and 5th one are, you know, 3/4 of that. And the other 4 are just at medium.
Should we do Heart Foundation for Halloween, dude? I'll grow my goatee out.
Yeah, maybe. You're going to volunteer to be Jim the Anvil Neidhart?
Yeah, we should do like Jim the Anvil Neidhart and you're like Lil Owie and that's where the Heart Foundation.
Yeah, just, you know,
or
forget
like,
the fucking Bret Hart costume I have.
No, it's been done.
Oh, the buy new.
It's been done, okay? Yeah. You can't find a wig. It's over.
Yeah. They're like, why did you dress up as a zombie? We're doing Heart Foundation. I'm like, no, I'm Owen.
Yeah. Too soon.
Good night.
And God bless wrestling.